Hello and hi, welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and my very special guest today is Cress Williams, who is the lead Jefferson Pierce on CW's new superhero hit Black Lightning, a new favorite of mine, in case you haven't been following my live tweets of the show. Welcome, yeah. Cress, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you for being such a fan of the show.
I am a huge comic book nerd, superhero nerd. I was more a Marvel girl growing up rather than DC, but okay. I had a few favorites in DC, and you know, a long time ago. Not saying my age, but it was a long time ago. But yeah. How did Black Lightning get into your purview?
You know, the first thing that I noticed, it wasn't, I was a huge superhero fan, but usually through cartoons growing up. And so, you know, Black Lightning didn't get a lot of play then. But I saw an article where it just announced that Salim and Mar were writing a script for a superhero called Black Lightning. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. Ever since they started making superhero movies and TV shows, it's been like at the top of my wish list. So I really just saw that article and thought, okay, that might, maybe that there's an opportunity there. And then it finally kind of came to view. And once I read the script, I was like, this is more than perfect and exactly the type of story I'd want to be telling. And luckily, I got the job.
And we are all thankful for that, because this show has been such a delight, because it's got the family angle, the older yeah. superhero angle, the yeah. how do you fight injustice when you don't even realize it's being done to you angle, the just a whole lot of meat on this bone, and the characters, the writing, all of you guys are hitting it out of the park. We have characters we love to hate, characters we hate to love, and Jefferson Pierce manages to just do the best he can for the people around him, and your love for that family angle, that community angle really comes through. So, you know, hug the writers next time you see them for me.
I will. Most definitely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I wanted to play a superhero and, I'm stoked about that. But then, you know, telling the story of family and Jefferson Pierce, you know, I mean, I separate out in some ways Jefferson and Black Lightning, and Jefferson Pierce, I was watching an episode just a couple of weeks ago, and I almost detached myself from that I was playing him, and I just kind of thought, wow, Jefferson Pierce is a really cool guy. Like, I legitimately love him, and it's an honor to play him.
Now, some of the fans have been really, really anxious, because as soon as we saw, you know, Anissa and Jennifer, we're like, okay, they're going to get their powers. When do those come along? The first yeah. time Jefferson and Anissa fought together was such a rush. What did you guys have to do, any like preparation to fight like a team that first time?
Well, yeah, I mean, nothing more. I mean, it's a little bit more challenging. You know, prior to that point, I was fighting solo. So it was just kind of working out with my schedule to get in there and rehearse and work with other stuntmen. And then once we started fighting together, you know, then there's another schedule we have to work out. But so that's a little challenging. But we're both, you know, really into the work. And, you know, I was stoked, because when I saw the choreography of that scene, it was just, I loved that it wasn't just that we're both fighting, but it was in a teamwork way, that it was almost like a dance. And it was really cool to do, and I was really excited to see it.
Nice, because it looked like you two were having a lot of fun. Just it, yeah. you know, just like another, you know, father-daughter day playing out in the park. Oh yeah, and you get to punch bad guys.
Exactly. I think, you know, we had that I think it was that particular episode where we, you know, blew up the, we go through and fight our way through the lab, and then we blew it up at the end, and we're walking away.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the night we shot that, we shot it, and then fortunately they let us watch it right after, and we were just screaming. We were so excited, and everybody was like, "Oh my god, hashtag take your daughter to work day. Oh my god, this is awesome." So
yeah, I think Twitter would fall over and just love it if that frame shot with the two of you walking away from the fire was like a wallpaper, high def wallpaper we could all just download and put on our computers.
Yes. Somebody should get on that. Gotta get on that.
They will. Well, first of all, congratulations on getting renewed for season two. So I won't have to hate life if they end season one on a cliffhanger, and hints are that they will, but you can't talk about that yet. What can you talk about that you're looking forward to character development wise going forward through the finale and into season two?
Well, I'm really excited. I mean, I'm excited to see the finale. I know exactly what happens, but you forget a lot of things as you're filming, and there's a lot of scenes I didn't, you know, that I wasn't in. And so, I've been traveling, and so I missed this week's episode. My wife is quite annoyed that she watched it without me, but, so I'm going to see that one, on Sunday, and then I'm excited to see the finale. And what I can say really about the finale is that it's just a wonderful family affair. Like, I think everybody gets in the act. There's action, but there's also some really great emotional moments that I'm excited to see. And what I'm really looking forward to, we haven't talked a lot about season two from a creative standpoint yet, but just knowing what we have done in season one, I'm really excited to get into because of Jennifer's character discovering her powers, but she's kind of not embracing it. She's approached it different than Anissa. Anissa embraced it full force, and so I think and I hope that in season two, walking Jennifer through her powers more hand in hand. I'm just kind of excited about that journey because it'll be different. You know, it's a reluctant superhero, someone who can't control her powers. And I think it's going to create some really great father-daughter moments.
Nice. And I'm hoping that Jefferson's learning curve continues because you have a diverse range of bad guys, and not all of them have the same agendas. And watching Jefferson navigate that minefield and trying to rein in Black Lightning, going, okay, I can't zap everybody, I can't punch everybody because they fight different. Watching that particular evolution to me is satisfying because that's something an older superhero would grab a hold on to faster than a younger one. And I just love seeing that.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I love, you know, there's a whole list of nuances that we get to interact with when you're dealing with an older superhero, from just, you know, there's being more fragile, not being able to do what you used to be able to do, not being able to recover as fast as you used to be able to recover. I mean, these are things that we deal with in real life, and then we can kind of look at them now through the superhero lens that I'm really excited about. But then also the kind of shorthand wisdom is really awesome. And what's great, you know, from a fan standpoint with our show is that, so you have this wonderful kind of untapped storyline of an older superhero that we're tackling, but then it's through the daughters that you get, an origin story and you get that newness of making mistakes, of discovering how this all works. And so I think you get both, you know, you get both.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that. Now, have you embarked upon your science fiction convention tour appearances yet?
I just started, as a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago. I was in D.C. at Awesome Con, and then last weekend I was at Heroes and Villains in Chicago. And at the end of the month, I will be actually with most of the family. We'll be in Philadelphia for a convention as well. So it's been cool. It's been a whole new world for me.
How have the fans treated you? Has the response been what you expected or different?
No, the response has been great, and it's interesting because it's been different than anything I've ever been on. Because not only at the conventions, but even out in the world, the response is not like. A high pitched scream or fever pitch. It's kind of like this just respect. I mean, I have so many people who just come up and they say thank you. There are some emotional responses where they're just so touched by the show that they're emotional, but not like they're it's a respectful emotion. It's kind of an honor. It's really awesome. It's almost like the response is really powerful. So without being too crazy energetic.
Well, I for one will second that the interactions, the family dynamics that I see, the sister banter is hilarious.
Yeah.
Definitely hilarious. But just even the stuff Black Lightning himself experiences when he's out on the street. Like the scene where you're interrogating the bad guy and the lady is up in the window trying to drop appliances on his head because she wants to collect the ransom. That's one of those things where, yeah, I could see that happening. I don't believe they wrote that in there, but awesome.
Yeah, no, that was hilarious. I mean, as an actor, it's like I get the best of both worlds to play those wonderful moments, the family moments, the dramatic moments, the action moments. But then just that spark of comedy is such a breath of fresh air. And, you know, the actors in that scene, the writers wrote that scene, but the actors like brought it to life and also through ad libs, like it took it to a whole other level. So it was great.
If you have any influence, please beg them to include as many bloopers as possible on the DVD the Blu-ray when this comes out, as well as commentary from that cast and the creators, because this show deserves the deep dive that all of us fans want to do on this show. This show was a breath of fresh air, a delicious discovery. And the fact that it is so well written and well performed just makes it all that much easier to love. So thank you so much for everything that you've done with this show.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I will do. It was funny at our wrap party in March or February, I should say, they played our first season bloopers reel, and it was, it's surprising. These moments when you're like, oh, I didn't know the cameras were on in that moment. So I will definitely do what I can. And I look forward to seeing them as well.
Awesome. Now, one last question. Do you get to hear any of the soundtrack choices that they make for the episodes? Were they playing?
Sometimes, especially early on. Now that we've been up and running, things just move quicker. But I know, like, when we were in the middle of shooting episode one, Salim was playing some of the music, especially some of the original music done by God Holly. And oh my God, it just got me so fired up because the music was just amazing. And you just felt so honored to be hearing a song that was like written for your show, talking about your show. And so it just got us fired up. And then I kind of like, because I watch every single week, and I like having some elements of surprise to keep me really excited and going. And so, I get that through the music and through the special effects, because you don't see the special effects on set. And also through seeing a lot of the scenes with Lala and things like that I'm not in, I get to take a journey just like everyone else.
Nice. So where can our listeners keep up with you, find out about your tour schedule, your convention schedule this coming summer and spring, and just follow what you do?
Yeah, I'm on. You can find me on Twitter at Cress Williams and Instagram. I think it's at Cress dash or slash, not slash, like underscore Williams. I will always post, you know, my next con. And so quickly, I will be in Philly at the end of the month. And I don't have the exact dates. In May, I will be in Michigan and Orlando. And in June, I think I'll be in Denver. Those are the kind of the ones that are coming up, forthcoming. Obviously, we'll all be at San Diego Comic-Con as well.
Awesome. Well, Cress, thank you so much for your time today and your wonderful performance on Black Lightning.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks. And from Twitter, I must say, yes, you do have. Jefferson Pierce has one of the most engaging smiles on television. I hope we get to see it for the next three, four, or five seasons. Let's say that.
Nice. Yes, let's say that. I also want to make sure that everybody tunes in for the finale this Tuesday, coming Tuesday, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock Central on the CW, our big finale. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, Tuesday, April 17th, I believe, is the date. Check your local listings on the CW, 9 o'clock. I think it's 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Either way, Slice of Sci-Fi will be live tweeting. We will all be there having fun watching what fresh hell that the CW writers will be putting us through.
Nice.
Yes. And again, thank you all for this wonderful show. And we will be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi right after this.
Hey, you. Stop hiding behind that sofa. Come out from back there. Your sofa wants to talk to you, wants to play footsie with your mind. Listen to it. Relax. Let it in. Starship Sofa, the first podcast ever to win a Hugo Award, with weekly stories from the world's best authors, Michael Moorcock, Peter Watts, Joe Haldeman, Peter F. Hamilton, and many, many, many more. With news and reviews and interviews. Bradbury, Pohl, Wolf, and Mieville, the sofas chewed the fat with them all. Facts and fictions, articles and particles. Oh, why aren't you listening? StarshipSofa.com. Your best science fictional fix this side of the coffee table.
This is Stephen Kilpatrick, host of Tales to Terrify, and you're listening to Slice of Sci-Fi.
I think I've mentioned it before, and I know I will mention it again and again and again, but Black Lightning is a wonderful show that you should be checking out if you have any interest at all in these superhero genres. I think it's the best of the DC Universe shows on CW. Well, Legend of Tomorrow is also fun, but you need to check out Black Lightning. I honestly can't wait to watch it again when it comes out on Blu-ray, because I want extras. I want extras for this show, and I hope we'll get it, especially since it's been renewed for a season two. That's nothing but good things, I hope, are in store for this show. In other sci-fi TV news, we have The Expanse that just started up on Sci-Fi Channel this week, and that one's off to a heartbreaking and intriguing start. Where are we going to go with this? Well, the people who read the books kind of know, but the TV show is still just as much fun. So They have started showing longer previews for Cloak & Dagger on Freeform. The most recent ones I saw were aired during Siren. And if you haven't caught that show on Freeform, this is a good time to get in there. I think this weekend they've been running like little mini marathons, like 2 and 3 episodes back to back. And of course you can get them on demand. I think this coming week will be episode 5. So there will be a 5 episodes in for this coming down the pipe soon. Keep an eye out for that. And hopefully a few more related interviews for not only Black Lightning, but also for The Expanse and maybe Siren. Of course, the one big movie everyone's looking forward to is The Avengers Infinity War. They keep dropping new trailers on that, and the speculation is running rampant, running so, so high on this. I didn't realize that this movie was going to be the longest running entry in the Marvel Cinematic Universe to date. 2 hours and 29 minutes, I believe, is what the official running time is. I hope they don't leave too many breadcrumbs, because we still have Ant-Man and the Wasp coming up in, July? And then, what's the movie? Is it Captain Marvel? Is Captain Marvel the one that's going to drop before we get Infinity War Part 2? Which, the official name of which, has not been released yet. So, in any event, I'm hoping that the success of Black Panther and the success of Black Lightning and the presumed success of Infinity War will lay the groundwork for more independent comics to make their way onto television screens or streaming services or the big screen. We've already seen that Winona Earp, an IDW property, has been a success on Sci-Fi Channel. I'm sure that there are a number of other properties out there that could be successful TV shows or streaming properties. If I remember correctly, I think the Teen Titans TV show is going to be on streaming only. Damn it, now I have to go look at my notes. I have to go back to my sources and double check that, because I could have swore I saw that Teen Titans show was destined to be on a streaming platform. I want to say CBS All Access. I could be wrong. Don't hold me to that, because my team of news sourcers does not exist anymore. I haven't had one of those for 4 years, so. And sometimes I don't research all the things I am going to talk about and don't talk about the things I do research. Yep, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Anyway, if you have any questions or comments about the upcoming Marvel and DC properties coming to life on your favorite screen near you, feel free to call in. That number is 602-635-6976, or send me an email, summer@sliceofsci-fi.com. You can listen to Slice of Sci-Fi in a number of places, including iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Krypton Radio. If you're listening through iTunes and Stitcher, please leave us a review. Let other people know that you're enjoying the show and maybe they could check it out for themselves, see how they like it. You can follow us on Twitter @SliceOfSciFi. You can follow us on YouTube and Facebook. We're Slice of Sci-Fi over there. And of course, we have the websites sliceofscifi.com, writersafterdark.com, and popculturegeeks.com. And that call for contributors to any of those sites is still open. if you have a column to pitch, an article, a review, a series of reviews that you'd like to do, again, send me an email, summer@sliceofscifi.com. I'd like to thank everyone who's helping support the show and all the things we do here through your pledges through Patreon. Every dime does go to help keep things online. So thank you very much for your continued support all these years. If you're new to the game and want to contribute to the support of this project as well, you can go to our Patreon website, which is at patreon.com/sliceofscifi. Or if you just want to give a one-time donation now and again, come to the website and follow the paypal.me links that are buried in the show notes. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'd also like to throw a shout out to my favorite geek rock band, Psy Fried. They compose the awesome theme music you hear on this show, and I will be forever grateful for the incredible job they did. The guys are based in Orlando, and it's coming up on con season, so I'm sure they're going to be touring to a few cons to perform live, possibly, at a convention near you. You can find out more about their music and their tour schedule at their website, psy-fried.com. So that will do it for this episode. We'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi next week. Take care.